You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. I am rejoined by my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome, Tammy.
It's a great day today. Glad to be here.
It is a great day today. I appreciate you being here and helping field all these questions.
It'll be good to clear up some of this PMI.
Yeah, so want to welcome special guests in the studio. We have Mark Breckenridge from MGIC. So, Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you guys very much.
I know we have a personal connection to you. Our kids go to school together at St. Joseph out in Cottleville, and we've been professional colleagues for many, many years. I guess 18 years that you've been a mortgage insurance rep.
Exactly. I've worked with MGIC for the last 16 years. And I got to say, take a second and say hi to my kids. They think this is the coolest thing in the world. So hi out there to Madeline and Jillian and my wife, Carmen.
Very nice.
Excellent. Get the quick shout out. All right. So PMI, so private mortgage insurance is what PMI stands for. And you know, when we say private mortgage insurance, we know it's different than what you get on FHA loans or VA loans because they're not by private companies. And we get a lot of questions about this by consumers and by listeners. And it's something we've talked about on the show before, but we've never actually had a professional in that does that specifically for a living. So definitely appreciate you spending your Sunday with us.
Nope, no problem. It's interesting the way the founder of MGIC, this is actually our 60th anniversary, and the founder of MGIC, Max Carl, was the person who invented private mortgage insurance as a alternative to FHA for low down payments.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. I like it. So I guess tell us real quickly, so private mortgage insurance, what is it and what's the purpose of it?
The purpose of it is it's actually an insurance policy for the lender to keep them – to protect them against losses due to foreclosure. So when if a loan goes into foreclosure, typically we take – or we cover the top roughly 25% of a loss that lender would have taken on their own. Mm-hmm. And by doing that, it allows the borrower, your consumer, to not have to put as much down as far as down payment goes.
So if somebody puts enough money down, they do not have to have private mortgage insurance.
Correct. If you put 20% down, if your borrowers save up 20% and put down as a down payment towards a home, they typically do not need – I mean, they don't need our private mortgage insurance.
Okay.
So, Doug, as a lender, he mentioned you, that this insurance protects you. So explain to the consumer why – how that affects you, the consumer, and how it affects you as a lender.
Yeah. So here's the deal is when you look at default rates – so default rates on mortgages are very tied to two major things. One is credit score, that there's a very good correlation between credit scores and delinquency. And there's also a very good correlation between down payment and delinquency. Mm-hmm. So we saw this back before the crash that when people would put no money down, and we were seeing no money down even on investment properties, and people with pretty darn low credit scores, the default rates go through the roof. When people put 20% down, they not only have shown financial responsibility that they can save money, but they're just a lot less likely to walk away from the property. Somebody who doesn't put any money down has nothing to walk away from.
Mm-hmm. And I think off the air, Mark and I were talking about, I would think a consumer would be upset that they're paying your insurance for you. But how does this actually benefit them?
We'll direct that one to you. How does this benefit the consumer?
Sure. Well, in today's market, the benefit to the consumer is you don't have to save up 20% as a down payment in order to get into that home.
Right.
You can save. You can do as little as 3%. A lot of cases, 5 or 10 as well, and get into that home sooner than having to save up that 20% down payment.
Yeah, the 3% down. And so let's actually back up a little bit and talk about the structure. When we're looking at private mortgage insurance, it's typically on conventional loans. So when we say a conventional loan, it's a loan that where the investor on it is Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. They're the big, used to be quasi-governmental agencies. Now they're owned by the government. And it's their rules that we live by, and that goes up to loan amounts of $424,100 is the conforming loan limit. So it has to conform to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac guidelines. And those are the majority of loans that have private mortgage insurance, although loans above that are jumbo loans also required. And Mark, you guys also insure those, correct?
Correct. To a little different underwriting standard, but we will insure loans you know, just running through the automated underwriting systems to $650,000, and then we'll always look at a full file mortgage insurance underwrite in our home office for any loan amount that's out there that potentially has the ability to have PMI on it.
And Mark, you mentioned that as little as 3% down is acceptable. So, you know, those are, you know, you get the Home Ready program and Home Possible or Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac's programs that will allow 3% down, and those are meant to compete with FHA. And on those programs, you guys are the insurance agency that issues the private mortgage insurance.
That's correct. Yeah, we'll insure loans with 3% down. And even if it's not the Home Possible, Home Ready programs, if you're doing a 95 LTV loan, we will insure loans where all of the down payment, that 5%, comes from a gift.
Okay.
We're fine with that as well.
Okay.
Got it. I like it. That's a big change. It's a big deal to help people get into properties that if you can get a gift, all of your down payment can come from a gift now.
Correct.
So let's talk about tax deductibility on PMI. How do you guys, either one of you, whoever wants to answer this, how does that affect the consumer?
Well, the new rules, or they've been in place for, I'd say, about 5 or 6 years now, that private mortgage insurance is tax deductible.
Nice.
If you pay the typical monthly mortgage insurance, you'll see it as a box on your year-end statement with how much you paid. The key to it is the income levels. If the borrower as a combined household makes up to $100,000, they can take the full deduction. At $101,000, they get 10% or they get 90% of the deduction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for example, at $109,000, they get 10% of the deduction. Up to $110,000, they do not have the ability to take the tax deduction for private mortgage insurance.
Okay. They phase it out. And, of course, consult with your CPA to know.
Exactly.
We're not going to give tax advice on the show. However, those are the rules that we can read right off the IRS website. In case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Mark Breckenridge from MGIC, a private mortgage insurance company. So, Mark, what are some of the differences that you've seen like since the crash in 2008? How has the private mortgage insurance market changed?
The changes were pretty big. As the leading mortgage insurer in the country back in 2008-2009, we did take a pretty big hit. Mm-hmm. Since 2008, our company has paid over $15 billion in claims.
Mm-hmm.
It's a true testament to our management teams that we're still around.
Right.
We did lose a couple competitors. We have gained a couple competitors since then because with the new guidelines that are out there, the way loans are performing, it's a good business to be in.
Mm-hmm.
The drastic changes...
Meaning that loans are performing very well right now.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Loans are performing very well. The big changes right after the crash were guideline changes. Guidelines became more restrictive. We needed much more documentation to provide mortgage insurance. And since then, we have gradually, as our company and our financials have improved, we've been able to trust the automated systems as well to give the approvals that we are comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
So we're more in line with Fannie and Freddie and the designations that the automated underwriting systems are giving in order to provide mortgage insurance.
And let's give some quick clarification on the automated underwriting systems. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have a computer underwriting system that in the old days, a human being would look at the file and they would say, does this meet the guidelines, yes or no? And you know, sometimes those would be great loans, sometimes they wouldn't be because you could meet the guidelines. But what they couldn't do as humans would risk layer the way a computer can. And I think that's an advantage of an automated approval is, of course, it's garbage in, garbage out. If there's a bad loan application, then the approval doesn't mean much. And then a human underwriter still looks at the file to sign off on what the automated system required. And in most cases, you guys as a private mortgage insurer will take those automated findings and accept what that requires in most cases.
We will underwrite. We're still underwriting the file, but we will underwrite to the conditions that the automated underwriting system provides.
And the benefit for the consumer of an automated underwriting system is that if we take a good loan application as loan originators, we can get you an answer very quickly for what the automated underwriting system says. Okay, now, it may say something that then makes us ask for three more pieces of documentation from you as a borrower, but we at least have a pretty darn good idea if we're going to be able to get you approved or not. And that's a big benefit over manual underwriting. So let's talk real quick about the differences between PMI, which is private mortgage insurance, versus MIP, which is mortgage insurance premium that you get through FHA or through HUD. What are some of the major differences?
The major difference right now is that with FHA, if you have a loan to value of 90% or more, that MIP stays on for the life of the loan.
Right. So basically, if you put less than 10% down, then that mortgage insurance will be there forever. Well, for the 30 years of the loan, or
correct,
as long as you have it open.
Correct. The benefit of our private mortgage insurance product is that you use it until you can lose it. In an appreciating market like we're in now, you will use the private mortgage insurance until it falls off by law when the loan reaches 78% LTV through natural amortization of the loan.
Right. So LTV is loan to value. So when the balance in your loan is down to 78% of what the original appraised value was, or in certain cases you can present a new appraisal, but you have to actually check with your servicer because the rules are a little bit different from one servicer to another on that. But if you pay down on the natural amortization schedule, like Mark said, it's going to fall off automatically at 78%. And at 80%, you can actually request for it to come off, which is important because there's typically a difference of about 12 or 13 months in an amortization schedule between 80% loan to value and 78%.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Tammy, good stuff. Is that
It's all interesting.
Stuff? I'm sure it's a little confusing.
Well, as a consumer, there's lots of questions as always. And how could someone reach out to either one of you to learn more about it?
Well, Mark, I'm not going to give your phone number because I don't think we want everybody reaching out directly to you.
I appreciate
it.
But
I don't mind. I don't mind answering private mortgage insurance questions for people. Mm-hmm. So, if you want to get private mortgage insurance questions, call me or text me at 314-472-DOUG. That's 472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. So, Mark, we have to wrap up pretty quickly, but I have a couple more questions. So, if somebody's going to put less than 20% down, and we hear sometimes a lender will advertise that they can do a loan with less than 20% down with no PMI, how do they do that?
That is typically one of our products. We talked earlier about monthly mortgage insurance, and people are fairly familiar with that. There's also what we call lender-paid mortgage insurance, where technically the lender is paying the mortgage insurance through a lump sum payment to us.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you take a little bit higher interest rate mm-hmm. as a consumer, and we pay you with that higher interest rate. The lender makes more premium, and they're using that premium to pay the mortgage insurance for you. And that really is important because you have to look at that and figure out, is that the best way to go or not? And we do some analysis for people, and I think that really breaks down the numbers and shows when that's mm-hmm. the best deal and when it's not, because it depends on credit score and several other factors. Do you, Mark, have any opinions about that on lender-paid mortgage insurance?
Well, there's two schools of thought on it. The monthly, obviously, like we said before, that's going to fall off. The lender-paid insurance through the higher interest rate is in there for the life of the loan. But that lump sum is amortized over over the term of the loan, 360 months, 180 months, whatever your term is. So typically on a monthly basis, apples to apples, the lender paid MI works out to be a less expensive monthly payment. But when that monthly MI falls off, and when I say less expensive monthly payment, that's from the beginning, the first couple of years. Mm-hmm. When that monthly MI falls off, that typically then brings that back into the less expensive option.
Yeah, so over time, one product becomes better than the other. And depending on how long you're going to be in the house and how long you're going to be in that loan,
correct,
both become important. So last question. Back 10 years ago, something that was very common was people would avoid PMI by doing what they called a piggyback loan, where they'd have a first mortgage at 80% of the value mm-hmm. and then a second mortgage at, say, 15%, and then they'd have a 5% down payment. But back then, they were doing even 20% second with no down payment, but let's just say 15% because that product's still out there. And there are times when we don't do it very often. There are some good deals on second mortgages, but something that people miss on this, and tell me if you agree, is that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, if you have a second mortgage, charge a 0.75% hit that ends up costing you a higher interest rate as a consumer if you have subordinate financing or if you have a second mortgage out there. So it becomes a big deal. Mark, do you see that as something that comes up it used to be coming up all the time for you guys?
You're right. That was our pre-2007, that was my biggest competition, were the piggyback loans and the 80-20s, 80-15s. These days, because of the reasons that you mentioned, is exactly why our product is much more popular than the piggyback loans and the second mortgage products because of the higher costs. Typically, private mortgage insurance will come in as a less expensive option versus a second mortgage.
Excellent. Well, good stuff. So if you want to see a synopsis of this or re-listen to this segment, visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com and look for Mark Breckenridge from MGIC with our private mortgage insurance. So, Mark, if you have time to stick around, I want to have a high-level discussion about a strategy for a homeowner that can make them more money than they're going to get in any other investment, something that's called a dual market. When we return, you'll listen to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.